Hello, it's the 12th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A sheep has died after being subjected to a deliberate brutal attack, sustaining significant injuries and may have been kicked or beaten. The owners of Parkside Farm Shop were alerted to the problem by a member of the public who noticed the sheep had a huge lump on her stomach and a swollen back leg. The farmers took the temperature of the two-year-old sheep, who was mothering two lambs, and tried to milk her, but blood came out of her udder. When a vet was called to check on her, a farmer reported the vet started to cry and told me that somebody had intentionally hurt her and the injuries would have taken some force to cause that damage. Despite pain relief and anti-inflammatory medication, the sheep died overnight. The farmer said, "We're in shock that somebody could go to those extremes to hurt an animal." Around 7 a.m. yesterday morning, police were called to Greenkeepers Road in Great Denham after multiple gunshots were fired at a house. Beds Police said, "We're investigating the full circumstances and we don't believe that this is a random attack." Check the show notes for any updates. Bedford MP Mohamed Yazin has given a half-heartedly apology after one of his staffers were caught making vile comments at the death of Prince Philip. A leaked WhatsApp chat showed Janavi McCann and other Labour members saying the recall to Parliament to pay their respects was going to be intolerable and a 90-minute circle jerk of what a great man he was. Check the show notes for the full exchange. Gaines Gym welcomes back visitors today after making international headlines in November by refusing to close. The owner said, "We're fat and gyms should have been open throughout the current situation as part of the fight back to help reduce obesity." Despite police threats of fines and refusing to close, not a single penny of them has arrived. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.